You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Monday, December 19th, 6 days until Christmas. Hard to believe we're talking Cardinals baseball today with our Cardinals reporter, Jennifer Langosch. And Jennifer, thank you for the time. And, you know, Jen, we spend all season talking about, you know, this trade and that deal and this game and that player. Let's switch things up a little bit today, given the holiday season. And let's do something of a holiday-themed podcast, talking about Christmas and talking about New Year's. So with that in mind, the first thing I want to ask you from the Cardinals' perspective is, amongst the players on the team, which player in your eyes would make the best department store Santa Claus?
It's a great question, Matt. And even though I've actually never met the guy, I think Dexter Fowler would make a very intriguing Santa Claus. If you follow him on Twitter, you will see that in the last couple of days, he has already offered fans opening day tickets. He's doing giveaways. So it sounds like he's already in the holiday spirit. So, I mean, this is a guy with a big personality, a huge smile, a love for interacting with fans and kids and people in the community. So, you know, aside from maybe general manager John Mozeliak, who sure has been giving out a lot of money this offseason and could be considered Santa Claus, I think Dexter Fowler could make a pretty good one from this team.
Very interesting. And do you know when you'll get your first meeting with Dexter, or not quite yet?
Probably in January at the Cardinals winter warm-up. As scheduled would have it, I was not in town for his press conference, so I missed him there. But he's expected back in January when a lot of the Cardinals gather for their big winter festival. So I would imagine that he will be here then and make his big introduction to Cardinals Nation at that time.
Yeah, it sounds like he's making a lot of fans already in St. Louis, despite you know, the last image we have of him is hitting a leadoff home run in Game 7 of the World Series for the team's most bitter rival. So good start for Dexter Fowler in his new surroundings in St. Louis, no question there. Jennifer, question number two, as we all know, Rudolph is the undisputed leader of Santa's reindeer. So which player is the Rudolph, if you will, of the Cardinals clubhouse?
You know, with this one, I think I'm going to have to go with Adam Wainwright. Might seem like the obvious answer, but I actually think we could even get Adam Wainwright to put on a red nose. You might remember a couple years ago when the men's World Cup team was participating in the World Cup, the soccer team, he painted his face as an American flag. So this guy will do anything. I think he'll wear the red nose. And when you talk about somebody who needs to gather the troops, to speak at a team meeting, to kind of be the leader in the clubhouse, it's still Adam Wainwright. So he'd be Rudolph here with maybe Yadi Molina kind of a close second right behind him.
Yeah, I was going to say it would come down between those two, no doubt. But I think Yadi would have no problem ceding the reins there to Mr. Wainwright as the Rudolph of the Cardinals clubhouse, no question. Jen, question number three. After a difficult 2016, which player perhaps should stand beneath the proverbial mistletoe with the Cardinals fan base so they can kiss and make up and hope for a fresh start and a better future in 2017?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give this one to Mike Leake because I think he wants a second first impression. You know, coming in with the first year of a five-year, $80 million deal, a lot of expectations there. And, you know, to be fair to Mike Leake, the inability of the defense behind him to catch a lot of balls that were put in play certainly compounded issues. But wasn't necessarily, I think, the first impression that Mike Leake would have wanted here in St. Louis. Of course, he has another 4 years to change that impression. So I think he'd like a fresh start here in to give fans opportunity to see that he can be a little bit better than he was in 2016.
And sometimes, no matter how accomplished or experienced a player is, it takes that first year to get acclimated to your new team, your new surroundings. Look at Jason Hayward in Chicago, after all. So maybe better things for Mike Leake here in 2017. Jen, question number four, and I particularly enjoy this one. Assuming every player on the team is an eight-year-old boy, which player would wake up the earliest on Christmas morning to open gifts?
How can it not be Carlos Martinez? I mean, he is the big kid on this team. We see it. You see it on TV all the time with him splashing his teammates with water every time there's a home run or using those water cups to build tower pyramids in the dugouts, I guess, if he's getting bored with the action. So this is a kid, again, he is a child at heart. I would imagine that he and, you know, being the father of two young boys himself, I don't think they're going to get much sleep on Christmas Eve this year. So I think Carlos Martinez will be up before sunrise, and certainly among the earliest Christmas morning.
And maybe up before his kids, from the sounds of it. So that's great to see. And Jen, to begin to wrap up here, transitioning from Christmas to New Year's, the St. Louis Cardinals' New Year's resolution for 2017 will be what?
Finding the fundamentals. This is a team that last year just did not look like a Cardinals club that we're used to seeing. The defense eroded, the base running had its issues. This is a team that I think as the calendar turns to another year really wants to focus on getting back to those fundamentals, playing clean baseball and letting the talent do the rest. So for them, I think that's a very fitting resolution, one that they hope they've addressed with some of their off-season moves, but certainly one in which they hope some of their current players can also grow and this organization can get back on track and back to, you know, as they hope, October next year.
Yeah, and October has been a staple for the Cardinals for so many years. To not have that in 2016 was rare, but hopefully just a one-year anomaly at that. Great stuff from our Cardinals reporter, Jennifer Langosch. Jennifer, a happy, happy holiday to you and your friends and your family, and we will do it again soon. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.